Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jazz and Lauren with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, the last of Queensland Rail's iconic electric multiple units are making their final journeys this week after 46 years of service. Introduced in 1979, the EMU revolutionised Queensland's rail system, heralding a new era of electric-powered train travel. The trains have been progressively retired since 2018, with the last one left, EMU 59, to run an end-of-line tour this Saturday. This gives the public a last chance to ride one of the EMUs. It leaves Robin Street Station Platform 3 and runs through to Caboolture, Ipswich, Ferny Grove and Shorncliffe, stopping all stations.
Queensland Child Safety Minister Amanda Cam has called for fewer kids in residential care with a new commission of inquiry probing Queensland's child protection system. Ms Cam is calling for individuals who have been in the residential care system to come forward with their stories to bring light to the mistreatment often faced in the short-term housing scheme. The foster system, which was intended to be a last resort, has seen numbers climb throughout the last decade, now seeing more than 2,200 children in residential care in Queensland as of December 2025. The new commission inquiry is set to be handed in November next year.
In national news, the ACCC this week has slapped Bupa with a $35 million fine for unlawfully rejecting thousands of claims between May 2018 and August 2023. The health insurer has been accused of ongoing unscrupulous behaviour towards its customers amid legal action by the competition watchdog. Bupa says it processes millions of hospital and medical claims each year, and the overwhelming majority are assessed and paid without issue. However, it has admitted to engaging in misleading or deceptive conduct.
The Victorian government have announced that they will introduce a permanent First Nations Assembly. Following South Australia in 2023, Victoria will be the second state to introduce a permanent First Nations voice to Parliament in state government. The treaty bill is set to pass through Parliament later this year, providing a permanent representative body to provide advice to the government, as well as make decisions about matters specific to First Nations peoples.
In international news, Russia has become the first country to officially recognise the rule of Afghanistan's Taliban government. The announcement was made on Thursday after a meeting between Afghanistan's foreign minister and Russia's ambassador in Kabul. The Taliban seized power in Afghanistan in 2021 after US forces withdrew support for the country's internationally recognized government. Moscow stated this withdrawal was a, quote, failure, and has since taken steps to normalize relations with the Taliban authorities, viewing them as a potential economic partner and ally in fighting terrorism.
And for your weather today, Brisbane will be partly cloudy with light winds. It's currently 14 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21 and minimum of 10. There's a 10% chance of rain today across the city. The fire danger is moderate. The UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news today for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.